Today is Monday, February 24th, from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. I'm Ryan Quinn. Here's a look at today's top stories. A memorial race returns to the Rice Lake Area Speedway. Wisconsin farmers prepare for tariffs. And months after a fire destroyed Cheese Louise sandwiches, they're looking at returning to business. I'm Ryan Quinn. Here's today's first story. Kyle Runkel was only 22 years old when he passed away on November 23, 2016, following an accident. Now, a memorial race is set to return to the Rice Lake Speedway. After Runkel's passing, his family organized a memorial race in his honor, the K. Runk Memorial Race, first held in 2017 at the Rice Lake Speedway. After 2 years, the event was moved to another speedway in the area where it has been held since. However, with the closure of that speedway, the Runkel family met with Rice Lake Speedway co-owner and promoter Colby Kyle, and both are pleased to announce the K. Runk Memorial Race will return to the Rice Lake Speedway in 2025. The race is scheduled to be held on Thursday night, July 3rd, at the family's request, and is part of what will be an even bigger firecracker special. Further details on the purse structure for the Runkel will be announced by the family and track officials in the coming weeks. All five classes that race regularly at the Speedway will be a part of the Firecracker K-Runk Memorial event. As the country tries to make sense of tariffs proposed and then paused, one Wisconsin farmer is bracing for a repeat of the financial hit he took from tariffs during President Donald Trump's first term. Judith Ruiz Branch reports.
Michael Slattery has run his farm in Mirabel for 25 years. He grows corn, soybeans, and canning vegetables. In 2018, when Trump imposed tariffs on China and it retaliated, Slattery says he lost 60% of his revenue. He and many other farmers were left with a surplus of product with nowhere to sell.
It takes decades to build up stable market relationships between an exporter and an importer. And so we were losing our biggest importer of agricultural produce because of these Trump tariffs.
Slattery explains farmers would be affected twofold, as tariffs would also raise prices on things like fertilizer and equipment parts that are essential to farming operations. In 2023, Wisconsin exported almost $4 billion worth of agricultural products, with China, Canada, and Mexico as some of its largest trade partners. I'm Judith Ruiz Branch reporting.
4 months after a fire that destroyed a building home to several businesses, one shop is reopening in a new temporary location. Carl Cooley tells us more.
Pat Kelly, owner of Cheese Louise Sandwiches, is reopening his shop at the former location of Woodland Coffee inside Northwood's Cycle on Main Street in Rice Lake. The menu will be slightly different, but Kelly is ready to get back to work.
Instead, we're going to do more panini-style sandwiches, and we're actually going to start leaning into breakfast foods. Breakfast sandwiches, burritos, muffins, bagels, and also offer like a drip coffee. Try to keep some of our regular sandwiches and mac and cheese and soups, but also trying out some new and different things. It's minorly stressful, but it also feels good to get back to work. You always dream about having a whole month off of work, try 4 months, and at the end of it, you're going stir crazy. Wasn't good, so it does feel good to get back to work, for sure.
Kelly plans on reopening in early March. For updates, find Cheese Louise Sandwiches on Facebook. Kelly and Danielle Moon, an owner of Agonic Brewing, said they will begin rebuilding at their former location this spring. The historic feed mill burned down last October. I'm Carl Cooley.
And from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center, I'm Ryan Quinn. Have a great Monday.